Here we go.
You're tampering with powers reserved to God.
Well, I was joking! Don't you know a joke when you hear one?
What you are doing is mad. It is diabolic.
Alive! Alive! It's alive!
That's right, we're back again. As always, I'm Jesse Shoes, and this debonair motherfucker next to me.
Come on, guys.
We're going to kick a little bit of that podcast action for you. We got a special guest with us tonight, fellow comedian, friend of mine. I love this guy. He's very funny. The one and only Juan Pantaleon.
What's up, guys?
Yeah, we're going to definitely just put some crowd cheer in there and post.
Oh, my God.
We'll clean
people.
It up and post.
All these
that's
people.
That's what you could do when you don't put this shit out live. When we finally start doing that, things are going to get a little wonky.
it's going to be a little hairy.
But we're back. Things are happening. Things are moving. Ellen DeGeneres sitting next to George Bush at a football game in
my
a box.
Guy. My guy. Dude. George W.
What does that mark, like the billionth time Ellen's been in a box?
Vaginas. Lesbians love vaginas.
Dude, she's like McDonald's probably. It's like 1 billion JJs served. You know, she's got that Portia de Rossi. I never thought that chick could get uglier, but being with her, I made it happen.
Oh my God.
What the fuck?
No, I love Ellen, man. I do. I love Ellen, guys. I think I liked her response to when people got mad at her on Twitter and said she was like a traitor and shit, and like, you know, for hanging out with Bush.
Yeah, she was. She said she was like, you don't, just because you don't have the same opinions as somebody doesn't
right.
mean you can't be friends. But that doesn't apply. Good example, good message, poor example, because like, he's a war criminal. So
I mean, I think Dick Cheney's the war criminal. I think if Bush is guilty of anything, it's that he really liked Dick.
True.
Come on, what do you think about this whole Ellen DeGeneres situation?
This is actually the first I'm hearing of it, and I don't give a shit about them sitting next to each other anywhere. Like, what's the problem?
They already marched for that shit. They can do it if they want to.
You know,
they got rights.
You know what's funny to me? I love this because you went for a long time in a place where it had no internet because you were so far in the fucking country. And you're like, that was your excuse for not knowing shit. But now you have everything at your fucking fingertips and you still don't know. You're like, fuck it, I don't care.
That's the right attitude to have, though.
There it is. That's the end of nutshell.
He's like, that Ellen DeGeneres chick did what?
So what?
Yeah, so
what?
What
if she's a lesbian? I don't care. She wants to sit next to another
listen.
Lesbian.
So tell me what happened.
I can't hear you.
If her and Colonel Sanders wants to be friends, who gives a fuck?
Dude, you know the conversation they could have been having? Like, dude, that's so
I'd
epic.
Like to be a fly on the wall there.
It was probably like George Bush going, hey, I got a lot of money. She's like, I do too. That's cool.
It's probably not even that. It's probably like the most simple, mundane shit. Like, hey, Ellen, what you scoring Flappy Birds? I love Flappy Birds.
Because they're the only two people that didn't uninstall it. That company went bankrupt and they had to fucking stop the game because Nintendo sued them into the pavement.
Did they really?
But yeah, you can't have a Flappy fucking fish game and a cell phone that goes off because you weren't prepared.
Shit. No. True story. Those fucking, if you have an iPhone still installed with the original Flappy Birds, they were selling for like 10 grand at one point.
Yeah, because you can't download it anymore.
You fuck, man. I'm going to invent a video game.
Which, by the way, God, really? Seriously, it's called Vibrate.
Sorry. I'm fucking up here, guys.
You need to up your ringtone game, too, bro.
Yeah, seriously. Holy shit.
We're not even mad about it ringing.
What is it, 1997? When you go online on your phone.
At your disposal, man.
When you go online on your phone to go. Like a dying fucking turkey. Like,
I've got one of those dials on it. You gotta go.
Oh. Oh, dude, I remember dial-up, man. And dial-up, I remember it fondly. It had weird shit. Because when you were on dial-up, the internet was new, and it had weird shit on it. Like, just because it was a free-for-all at that point. There were no restrictions. Like, you could just type in, I want to fuck goats. it was
like... We can make that happen.
Right.
How much you got?
And some guy was like, I got goats.
You can't afford to do it yourself? You know? Would you like to see others who have? I'll show you... everything.
I got loads of goats. All right, you come out.
I got goats. You want goats?
You pick out which one you like. Whatever tickles your fancy. You pay me $50. I lube her up, and you just fucking get busy, buddy.
Fuck the lube. I'll just spit in my hand.
You ever been to Afghanistan? All them fuckers do it. I mean, you gotta do something after the opium den, you know? Do you know the reason why we're still over there?
Why?
We're guarding poppy fields.
Yeah, true. No, that's fucking drug industry.
So Big Pharma can create the opioid crisis.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And then tell you they got the pill to fix it. Fellas, we live in a very Orwellian society. I don't think you're aware.
This podcast just took a real dark
turn. I don't think you're aware of how far it's gone, man. It's fucking aliens.
Let's cut fart jokes for 5 minutes, and then we're going to talk about how dark
politics
are.
There's aliens in the sky. There's men in black. There's the time traveler from Atlantis. Come on, man.
I've seen him myself.
I've seen him.
Bigfoot. Fucking God damn it.
I thought it was Presley the King at a gas station. So stealing up that Wawa, that's it.
I mean, but that's exactly what's going on with my dad right now. Let me tell you about my dad's cell phone saga.
Cell phone saga.
Bro, okay, so my dad got a smartphone, and the first thing he did when he got the smartphone is bitch about having it had to be set up. So I did it for him, and I asked him, first question was, why the fuck did you get a smartphone? I want to take pictures and send them to people with a good camera. I want to be able to text message people with my mouth. I was like, you mean...
What?
I was like, you mean speak the text? He's like, whatever. I just want to talk into the thing and have it put the words on there. And I was like, okay. I was like, I like that a lot better, because the first time he started texting to me, he was yelling at me the whole time. It was all fucking caps. And I was like, why are you yelling at me? I ain't yelling.
Why are you so angry?
Yeah. He's like, I can't see the goddamn words. I wanted to buy him one of those big... senior citizen phones, the cell phones they have giant fucking
with the big ass buttons.
Yeah. Okay, so he tells me the other day, he goes, oh yeah, I got a new phone. I said, what happened to your phone? He goes, oh, I didn't want to be beholden to them. I was like, what are you talking about? He goes, they're always trying to install some shit on my phone, like an update. I tell them no on every goddamn update. I said, I don't want none of your shit. I don't want, can't have my email. No access to my contacts. I tried to dial 411 the other day, and it tried to give me an advertisement while I waited for the number. And then it told me I couldn't get the number because it didn't know where it was. I was like, whew. First of all, that's because you didn't let it update. That's number one. Number two.
It needs that information, Dad.
Number two, who the fuck uses 411? Why didn't you just fucking Google Earl's fucking welding shop and it would have popped up? I don't fucking Google anything, buddy. Let me tell you something about Google. They got your name. They got your address. They got little fucking cameras in your TVs. They're watching you. I was like, who the fuck is watching you? You're 67. Like, who's watching you, man?
Where can I apply for that job?
Dude.
I want to watch.
I want to be a government
watcher.
Not
even particular, but like, just people.
Just like, what are you doing?
Nobody.
It's some really interesting numbers. Like, how many people jerk off at this time?
Nobody
this day
cares.
Of the week? No, those numbers are out there. I'm curious. I want to know.
Like early morning jerks.
I Googled my dad. He has zero internet footprint. You know how hard that is to do? He may be the only person that can't beat Google.
I didn't even know that incognito window was a thing until, like, 2 months
ago. I still don't know what it is or where to find it.
The government knows about all my weird porn searches. Nothing illegal. It's just, you know, they'll be like, oh, wow, okay.
Listen, when judgment day comes, you won't have to worry about all that, okay?
Jesus will clear your Google search.
Because judgment day ain't coming, kids. You're fine. Everything is good. Suck that dick in the alleyway. Smoke that crack rock. Everything is fine.
Don't suck.
Listen, you should do whatever makes
don't
you happy.
Don't suck dick in an alley. Yeah. Suck dick in a safe place.
Hey, there are no safe spaces, okay, millennials? Sometimes you suck dick in an alley. Sometimes that's what happens. Especially if you know Sanchez, and Sanchez is going to hook you up with that good shit. You got to suck a dick sometimes.
Well,
that's just what you do.
Listen, sometimes in instances
I mean, not
like that,
me.
They
but
need
if
to
you're
be
in a situation,
to get into their safe place, their happy place,
inside their head,
you know,
as they're sucking that.
No place back home. No place back home.
For 2 grams of crystal meth and a prayer, they're fucking like.
I'm not on my knees in a public restroom sucking a dick.
Look.
This is a really fun Denny's, Dad. Oh,
sweet.
Remember when we went
Jesus.
To the carnival? They gotta just transport themselves to childhood memories.
When Sally went to the Denny's with her father, she ordered a grand slam. She had no idea how accurate that would become.
Got him kicked out.
He
brought it to the table and
everything. Moons over. She's got a moons over your clammy. Welcome back to Yeah, I Said It, folks. We've been on vacation for a hot one. I won't even try to apologize to you for it because there isn't one that you'd believe. But I will say this. We're back. We're having a good time. It's been a good day. I saw The Joker. These guys haven't seen it yet. The fucking movie is phenomenal. Don't listen to the naysayers and the people that say it's too violent, because it isn't. It's just the right amount.
Those people have never seen a Quentin Tarantino movie fucking ever.
Or, like, you know, or Natural Born Killers, or like Rambo.
Rambo!
Rambo! In the last Rambo before this
I heard
one
it was
where
really
he,
good.
Right. Well, the one before this one, where he's got a Gatling gun
and mowed down
a town,
field.
Like just a fucking town full of fucking bad guys, and there's body parts going everywhere.
They're getting turned into soup.
Yeah,
getting liquefied in front of their very eyes.
Watch Saw, bitch, and then come talk to me. Like, fuck.
Sweet fucking Jesus! Like, let's get a grip, people. It's not that serious. I walked out of it because for me, like, it was just too much. I couldn't do it. Like, fuck. Dude,
was it actually too much, or did you feel it was too much?
How many dumbasses brought their kids to see it thinking, oh, superhero movie?
Listen.
And shit got dark real fast.
If a parent brought their child to that movie, they deserve whatever happens to them. Okay? Because
their kid murdering them in their sleep?
Well, no, I mean, because, listen, because you are, as a parent, are supposed to do your fucking due diligence to filter out that shit for your children.
True.
Okay?
Rated R, bitch.
So, like, if you
was
don't...
Was it rated R?
Yes, of course it was. Like, if you don't do that, fuck, dude. Like, that's your job. Like,
yeah, true.
You can't blame the movie because you're a shitty parent. Like, fucking...
We can't talk too much about Joker again because I don't want any fucking spoilers. But I know that it got an 8-minute-long standing ovation at the last film festival shown at. And I know it's Joaquin Phoenix and fucking who directed it again?
What's his name that did The Hangover? I can't remember his name right now.
That fucking guy.
You guys
good
know
director.
Who it is, I'm sure.
Good director.
No, the internet people we're talking to.
Sometimes I forget.
Right. We're talking to
The Hangover, as repetitive as it became, I could say that the dark, gritty visual of it directly applied to Joker. Just from looking at the previews of it, I liked the look of
Joker
that specifically.
Joker was also a period piece in the sense. It was
true. It was like in the 70s,
wasn't it? No, 1981.
Oh,
it was a very... Dude, the costumes, the way the city looks. It's basically New York City
it's
at
Gotham,
that time,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But that's what's... It's like
was,
dirty, gritty prostitutes everywhere.
Was Batman
shit.
Mentioned or anything other in the Batman world?
I'm not going to tell you anything
about that. Okay.
I'm going to let you see for yourself.
Okay, no spoilers.
All I will say is the Wayne family plays a prominent role in this movie.
I heard about that.
Okay, that's all I'm going to say.
There's, I don't know what happened.
I'm not going to tell you there's Batman or any of that shit, because if there was, quite honestly, I think that would be a shame. Like, you know, it was a movie about him. Nobody wants to steal the Joker's thunder.
True.
Right? I mean, like, it was one thing, it was Batman versus the Joker.
No, but like, at the Joker. End, if he showed up or something. Don't tell me, like, if, like, there was a flash, if something, like, implied.
No, that would have ruined the fucking movie. The tone, the tone of that movie is so fucking serious. It's so serious that, like...
Why?
You can't... Yeah. You can't mistake it. You can't... You cannot...
Bravo, sir! Art.
I was guilty... At, I was guilty... for laughing at inappropriate parts that people weren't supposed to be laughing
well,
at.
You're
and
fucked up individual.
Look, I...
You're on like 12 government watch lists,
there's
Jesse.
A scene, and I... There's a scene, and I want you to... And I want you to... I bet you could tell me which one it is when you see it. There's a scene that when it happened, I laughed out loud so hard to complete silence in the movie theater. My girlfriend looked at me and went, babe. And I was like, what? That's the Joker!
I gotta see the fucking movie.
Bro, it goes, because arguably Heath Ledger was the best Joker, I think, until now. I like Jack Nicholson, best,
man.
Because that's my favorite, but yeah. but Heath Ledger's portrayal put him on a whole nother level of its own.
It allowed Joaquin Phoenix to do
right.
what he's doing.
But but Joaquin, deserves an Oscar
been,
for this performance.
Do you think Joaquin Phoenix's portrayal of the Joker
really?
Yes.
would be as
yes.
acceptable if Heath Ledger hadn't already
I mean,
done
he
his?
He is an amazing actor.
If
anyway.
He... Dude, he lost so much weight for
he
it.
He did. He was getting
so
his
much
fuck.
So that, like, when I heard that he was going to be the next Joker,
right.
I was like, okay.
But do you Bro. Think that
I was,
the...
I was definitely
you,
okay with it.
You,
I want to see where he takes it, because he's a great fucking
he
actor.
He is. He's great. But do you think that his portrayal, and as dark and gritty as it is for that comic book character, would be as accepted as it is now if Heath Ledger hadn't already done it, like, at dark and tried
well,
to
this
put
is,
a different spin on it?
This
Do
is,
you think it would have been as well received, or they would have been like, whoa?
Well,
like,
I think
oh,
that
shit.
Heath Ledger's Joker made people hungry for a quality Joker. They weren't going to
okay.
accept
okay.
a shitty Joker like they got in Suicide Squad.
I didn't hate Jared Leto. I did not hate Jared
didn't
Leto.
Hate Jared Leto. I hated Jared Leto's fucking getup and the whole fucking idea behind
it wasn't awful.
Fucking gangsta Joker. You know, with an A at the end of it, you know, fucking, it's, you know, I don't know. He had gold teeth and tattoos on his face, and I was just like, all right, I'm out. Like, I'm out. Margot,
he's going to start mumble rapping any fucking second.
I was like, oh, is Machine Gun Kelly his best friend, or what the fuck? are they BFFs? Do they ride around and fucking hit switches together? Like, I don't, like, the best one out of it was Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
And Will Smith is Deadshot.
Yeah, but they were like, all right, here's Will Smith
didn't even know who
as Deadshot.
For him.
Yeah, they didn't. They were like, here's what they did is they were like, everybody, they were like, we're going to introduce Deadshot, but we're going to make him Will Smith. It wasn't, he didn't portray the Deadshot
Bro,
character.
The
he
scene,
was being Will Smith.
One of the best scenes I've ever seen in a comic book,
badass,
in a comic
cool.
book movie came from that movie. And it's the scene where Batman is standing over Will Smith's character, right? And he has the ability to show him clemency or not or whatever, and he does because of his daughter?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Bro, that scene looked like straight out of the pages of a comic book.
It was good.
Like,
it was good.
Serious. The rest of the movie I could do without, but that scene right there was fucking phenomenal.
I loved fucking Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn. I still masturbated.
She
to
stole
it
the
rest.
Show, but, well, you know.
Oh, did you see the preview? Speaking of that, you see
for,
the previews
for
Birds of Prey?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll watch it. Seems good.
He's like, I'll watch it. I
still jerk into it, so you know.
I'm gonna Pee Wee Herman that shit.
I don't know.
You guys are gonna see me in the news. Man caught in theater jacking it to Margot Robbie in Birds of Prey.
I don't know if
but
I've got,
I love her.
I don't know if I've got $10 for that. I'll be honest with you. I'll watch it when it comes to the Red Box. I just don't see that. I don't think I got $10 for Birds of Prey. There's very few things that actually get me in the fucking seat right now at the movie theater. Like, the Joker was definitely...
I gotta
definitely,
see the Joker.
Bro, come
gotta,
November 12th, I ain't going to no movie theaters.
Why?
That's when Disney Plus launches.
Disney Plus! And The Mandalorian's in December, is it not?
Yeah, not.
The Mandalorian comes out in December?
I like the idea of it, but
and
I'm not...
they got an Obi-Wan coming out.
True.
What?
And a Yoda. and a Yoda.
Disney Plus got me by the short and curlies.
Well, you know,
got all them Disney movies, all the Marvel movies. I don't have to buy that shit.
Oh, and National Geographic. Don't forget.
They got a lot.
Quality documentaries, my friends.
Quality documentaries. Let me tell you something. Do you know how many times I jerked off to them saggy floppy boobs in National Geographic?
Hey, sometimes.
I was like, oh, fucking Nairobi's got it going on this week.
Oh, Wakiki. Oh, Wakiki.
I'll tell you what. Them those Kenyan chicks are hot and fast. Dude.
And fast? You need some berries gathered, bitch? She's got you.
Fuck that. I showed him the race where they lapped people. And a fucking 500-meter relay.
Gorgeous.
They were not only were they gorgeous, but they were fucking gazelles.
Oh, yeah.
You went, dude, you know what? I guarantee you the rape statistics in that country are hella low.
I was just saying, they had to outrun all that rape.
Bro, Jesus.
Goddamn right those bitches are fast.
Oh, no. Not today, motherfucker.
Not today. Oh, goddamn, she go, no.
Did she just turn Indian?
Yeah, I can't do that.
There she go now. There she go. Oh, just a walking down the street, singing do what did. She look good. She look fine. She look good. She look fine. And she blew past me at 9. Hey, them Kenyan bitches are quick, dude. Like, the Kenyans in general, long distance running, forget about it. There's one in a marathon. Fucking stop. Quit. Go get a water and keep drinking it. Because fucking you're not going to win, dude.
Circling it back to the Joker and that kind of movie. Have you seen the newest Tarantino movie? Have you seen Once Upon a Time?
No, I really want to. It wasn't in theaters that long here.
It was good. It was good. But, and I'm not going to spoil anything for you because it is, it's a good, but he's got a pattern going now. For the past three movies, which is let's rewrite history. It's like, guys, what if this happened? So you guys gotta see it. It's fucking, it's good. It was good. Brad Pitt, I liked Brad Pitt's character a lot. Leo DiCaprio. It was, because it's him, Leonardo DiCaprio's a struggling actor. He's been around for a little bit. And Brad Pitt's his stuntman, who's just, you know, happy with taking his laundry to the cleaners and doing whatever and living in a trailer. And Leonardo DiCaprio is trying to live this, like, exquisite life still, and it's him living next door to Sharon Tate the entire time. And Sharon Tate is played by Margot Robbie. You know Sharon Tate is, right?
Yeah, yeah. Hilarity ensues.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
insert studio audience laughter here.
Listen, not to sound any more gay for them than I already am, but they had me sold at fucking like Brad Pitt and Leonardo. I was like, oh really?
Oh my god!
I was like, in the same movie? Yep. Oh my god! Oh my god! We gotta go see it. That Brad Pitt is gauche.
Gauche.
Be like that dude. Remember that dude? Remember that, what was that show? Kids in the Hall? I've almost said New Kids in the Hall.
Hey, they've got the right stuff.
Where he was like, sounds like rough trade to me. <You know? laughs> Remember Men on Film on In Living Color? Oh, so good. Oh, man. So, I'm here to talk about something. And this happened to me because, you know, I do Lyft and Uber on the side. And I picked up a special needs passenger on a medical trip the other day. And it turned out to be pretty awesome. I mean, I'm not saying him being mentally challenged was awesome. But for me, it was.
And it was hilarious. So, he kept going, hey, I was like, oh, it's funny as fuck.
He was like, he gets in, he goes, are you having a good day? And I was like, yeah, I'm having a pretty good day. He's like, that's good. Are you married? I'm like, well, I might as well be. He goes, to a lady? And I was like, yeah, to a lady. He goes, oh, I don't want to be married to a lady. And I was like, oh, you want to be married to a dude? He's like, yeah. I guess not you, though. And I was like, what? And I was like, no, not me. And he goes, you really like a lady? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, okay. Like, sometimes, you know, you see a cute guy, gotta roll the dice. I was like,
damn.
And I was like, okay.
All right, playa, all right.
Dude, because he has no time for bullshit. No. He's like, let's get this going. You know, like.
Yo.
He doesn't have any concept of time or space. He's just like, I got to put my dick in something. Let's do this. Let's do it. You know, like. And I asked him, I was like, well, you ever had a boyfriend? He's like, yeah, fuck a few guys at the group home.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, oh, shit. I was like, so you are a top or a bottom? And he goes, hey, I sling the dick. And I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yo.
Dude. But I should have knew he was gay. He had highlights in his bowl cut. You know, this is true, man. Oh my god! And that's like I was talking to Juan about it, and I had an angle on it where I was like, oh, bro, there's if you're teetering on whether or not there is a god, there isn't. I was like, because that's proof of that is that guy getting into my car? Because no merciful god would ever allow that to happen. And then Juan had a take on it. What was your take on it?
That's proof that there is a God. Because
yeah.
He allowed that guy to get into your car at that time. And I just got to point out through this whole story, that retarded gay guy has more game than me and all my fucking friends combined.
Like, dude.
If he was in a gay bar, like, he'd be slanging. He slangs dick. He's absolutely right. He slangs fucking dick.
I started this story as a staunch atheist. I don't know, because now I believe that everything happens for a reason. So, so I can tell this story to you. Like, that's, you don't just get into a, you get into a comedian's car. Like, God's got a sense of humor if he exists, right? Or he doesn't like tards.
Now he loves tards, and tards love dick, apparently.
He doesn't have a strong human rights record.
Like,
I'm just gonna be honest with you.
I mean, correction. I'm sure there are more, but, you know.
Yeah, there's plenty of gay tards.
We know for sure.
Listen, that one.
He said so.
I have this idea for a shirt because of all the religious bumper stickers I've seen. Yeah. Right, remember the time that we saw? I think you were with me when
Christ
it happened.
Christmas.
Yeah, yeah, that Christmas tree too, even though it's pagan. Yeah, no. So listen, so fucking.
But seriously,
I had this. weren't you with me the time we saw the guy ass up in the fucking ditch and his bumper sticker said "Jesus is my co-pilot"?
What?
You weren't with me when that happened?
That couldn't have been me.
Okay, so I was driving down the road, and there was a car that was ass up in a ditch. It was like an 88 Toyota Corolla, so nobody lost anything. And its bumper sticker
said... They might have had a pretty sweet CD booklet.
Yeah. the bumper sticker said, it said, Jesus is my co-pilot. And I was like... Jesus driving drunk, I guess. I don't know what to tell you. What the fuck?
90-degree right.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And I saw one.
It wasn't Jesus. It was Jesus.
Oh, well, that was my thought. His gardener was
fucking
in there.
Yeah, my
thought,
I drove for you. Yeah, it's 90-degree.
You turned to the lane.
Let me. That's how we got in the ditch.
Yeah,
right. He let Jesus take the wheel.
Then I saw another one that said, God is great all the time. All the time, God is great. And I was like, yeah, except for personal appearances. I was like, then he's pretty shite.
Not very good at that.
No.
Nah, he's not a strong suit.
Sometimes he shows up on toast. Sometimes they see him in a napkin. Like, they've seen him in the clouds during sunset. Like, it's all anecdotal, but we've never actually seen him show up. Which, by the way, wouldn't that just solve, like, everything?
Everything.
Like, if he just, like, all of a sudden appeared and was like, hey, look at this shit. Guys. I'm here, guys.
Now, see, that's why from time to time people like to claim that
they're either
God, like...
It's never worked out.
They've spoken to him personally, and then people are like, for real? Here's a dollar, bro.
Bro,
what else did he say? I know he said all kinds of stuff, bro. He's got.
He's got. The Jews are bad. We know that.
If I were him.
Yeah, for real, here's a dollar, bro.
Good looking, bro.
Like, come on, man.
You got a cigarette?
You got a Lucy for it? Here's $1, right?
Hey, my man. My man.
Bro.
I give you $5.
If I were Jesus, I would disco dance back into the world. I'd be like, and now I'm
on
back.
On roller skates.
From the other place. I just came in to see you with those crucifixes around your chest. What the fuck's up with that? Don't you know what it did to me? I got two holes in my fucking hands and it burns when I pee. I die for your sins. This is the thanks I get. I told you not to touch the fellas, but you wind up your dick and shit.
You went and dipped your dick in shit?
Covered in shit.
Yeah, because they're gay. This is a keep up. Didn't you know that God don't like the gays? Come on, man.
Shit.
That's like their whole thing.
That's their whole thing.
God don't like gays and, like, love your neighbor, whatever.
Blessed
be.
Oh shit.
Well then you love the man and not the sin.
Am I gay for that? Am I gay now? I don't right. know.
But I thought I wasn't supposed to love him. I'm confused. Let me suck a dick and figure it out.
Sometimes you gotta suck a dick to realize you don't like sucking dick. That's all I'm saying.
How do you know until you taste one? It might taste like. It might taste like.
Don't like it. God was right. The gays are bad. I tried. I sucked a dick.
I don't know.
My number.
I don't know what a man's butt tastes like. It could taste like the sweetest pot of honey. I don't know. I've never done it.
My neighbor, he called me. He said I was an otter. I don't know what that was. Said he was a bear and that he ate my butt.
I had a man call me a cuddly bear and I took it as a compliment. I should be so lucky as to be as cuddly as a majestic grizzly. And just as deadly. Gay people are so mad right now, but don't be mad. We love you guys. We're making fun of them.
Hello, gays. My cousin's gay. He's a good guy. Shout out Bernardo Montaleo. He's a good guy.
And he wasn't out of the closet until now.
No, we always knew that kid was gay. All right, when we were like 5 years old, he always wanted to be the Pink Power Ranger.
We knew he was like, gay before he was gay.
You could be the Green Ranger. No one's a Green Ranger. He's like, no, I want to be the pink one. He would make my sister play Barbies with him, and she would be Ken, and he would be Barbie. When we played wrestling, he always wanted to be China.
Like,
you can be Stone Cold. Be fucking Stone Cold. When he came out the closet, we were all sitting there. We were telling like secrets and getting real deep and shit, and he was like, guys, I'm gay. We're like, and?
Motherfucker, it sounded like he had one foot.
He's the one that whenever my boo came on the radio, he was like, oh, shit!
My boo!
Come out of the fucking closet. That dude had one foot out the whole time. Shaking it to see if anybody would bite.
Yo, and then we would go. I remember,
the ankle with the toes outstretched. And then
he
shows the knee a little bit above it.
Oh, my God.
He was a cheerleader, right? He was a cheerleader.
Of course he was.
Of course he fucking was. And me and my cousin Miguel would drive him to his cheerleading practices on the weekend. Because we would sit on the side like creeps and be like, girls, we're not going to talk to him, though. Like, we don't want to do that. But I totally fuck her. He would be like...
He would say that?
No, we would.
Oh.
And he would be... He's like, I get to touch their butts, and I get to lift them into the air, and it's great. And we're like, okay, sure.
Well, you know, it's a good thing that the fucking dudes that are lifting the chicks up in the air are gay, because... Oh. Otherwise, there'd be a lot of chicks with an accidental thumb in their cooch. Like, yeah, what happened?
They're literally in a compromised position.
Because dudes are savages. Like, you can't tell me, like, if it was a straight dude in there, he wouldn't be like, well, I don't know what happened. Like you did some very Cosby-ish shit right there.
Cosbyan?
Cosbyan shit.
Yeah.
That's what's going to be referred to now. You know, they came out and said that there was an article that said he may be the biggest mass raper of all time.
Nah.
Yes.
Nah.
Yes.
You know, you gotta like look up some Vikings and
bro,
like,
we don't have records of the Vikings. We're talking about since people were kind of decent.
Recorded mass raper.
Kind of decent.
Well, because bro,
I'm just saying, there's some been some pretty bad rapists.
It was
out
literally
there.
In their fucking charter, like we rape and we pillage. Like
exactly. To do list today, pillage
and I don't know
rape.
Why, and I don't know why I'm making them British, but it sounds like better when British people act like twats. But like, so what you're saying to me is we steal their shit and we rape their women.
Win-win.
That's a bit much. I mean, couldn't we just do what we were really after? It was raping the women. No, we have like no need to take their stuff. They're gonna need it. It's a sad time. The family is in mourning.
She was just raped, for God's sake.
Yeah, have some compassion. We can't rape and pillage.
Have some decency. We are rapists, not thieves.
Yeah.
Good day, sir.
But we have to fund the
I
war.
I think you draw the line in the wrong place there, bud.
Well, yeah, of course. But I mean, I know that we're pricks, but we're not assholes. Of course, what we're doing is wrong. I mean, quotation mark. It was a different time. Like, no, like, it was horrible.
I love how that's always the
excuse. No, it's not an excuse. It's no, just what it was.
You go, it was a different
time. You can't compare Bill Cosby to a Viking. Vikings woke up today going, let's rape and pillage. Like, it's not a full day until they do. Like,
yeah.
Bill Cosby could have fucked chicks legitimately. He could have fucked them like, I'm Bill Cosby. Second dick. They'd be like, hey, Bill Cosby. But Bill Cosby chose to put shit in their drink, wait till they passed out, and then diddle them a little bit.
Yeah, but what if he just had the same mentality as Vikings? Like you said, it wasn't a good day unless he got some raping in. Bill Cosby was a Viking.
But we're in different times where that shit is like, that shit is looked upon as being horrible. That was just a day at the office for a Viking, is what I'm saying. Like nobody came home from the ship voyage to rape and pillage and was like, oh, how many rapes did you get? I only got two. Ah, fuck on him.
Just in case I decide to audition for SNL in 10 years, yeah. let me emphasize that this is all within context.
Bro, there's
funny about rape.
No, there's nothing funny about
it's
rape.
Unless it's a Viking with a British accent who has decided to rape and not steal. That's funny.
Right, but there's nothing funny about rape. What I'm saying is, though, that it's like, you know, it's not like they got in trouble for it when they came home.
No.
You know, it's not today if you went off to war and you raped an Iraqi woman, you'd be in a lot of fucking trouble.
Did you hear about a different subject to bring up directly alley-ooping into it? Shane Gillis. Hear about Shane Gillis?
Yeah, I know how he got fired from SNL. No, but he got fired from SNL because in his podcast he made a joke about Asians, and SNL hired their first Asian cast member this year.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, they made a big deal about it. But Bobby Lee was on Mad TV in like 1995, so eat a bag of dicks.
True. Did you see what Shane tweeted after that?
No.
He was like, he said, I respect SNL's decision. During my 10 years of comedy, I've had to push a lot of boundaries. That is the job of a comedian. And at the end, he dropped the mic when he said, I've always been more of a Mad TV guy anyways.
Sick burn, little Michael.
But look at all the fucking... All the history
for
of SNL. Oh, absolutely.
Then
and his
he's booking more shows now.
Absolutely. And it would have done. Even Michael Che says that he like SNL polices him. They police him and really step on his creative endeavor.
Oh yeah, dude.
Because he can watch his friends from the outside doing all this stuff.
If Dave Chappelle would have been on SNL,
never.
You would have seen none of that.
Yeah, and that's why he left that's why he left that's why he left Comedy Central. That's why fucking...
Well, yeah, because they started clamping down on him.
Exactly.
Yeah, telling him how to make his show.
Exactly, and he didn't want to fucking do that shit. But here's the thing, is that out of all this, Shane Gillis was taken completely out of context. He was fired from some shit with... What it was is Philly... just opened like a Chinatown not too long ago. They were like, oh, here's Chinatown. And the joke was he was impersonating a racist guy in Philly commenting on the town. He was like, oh, I don't give a fuck about Chinatown. Let the fucking chinks stay there. And that's what they would have said. He didn't say that. It wasn't his opinion.
So it was taken completely out of context.
Completely out of context.
I mean, that's not...
So the fact that those words ever went through his head is why he got fired.
Yes.
But see, that's a problem. That's a
problem. He committed a thought crime. How dare you?
Yeah. It's like...
Well,
he said it, but it's the context.
Exactly.
Everything has context. I can say cunt and have it mean a friend of mine. I can say cunt and be calling someone a
you
cunt.
You can say...
I can say...
The word cunt is a bad word. And they'll be like, and he said cunt.
Dude, it's like what happened to me at that show in Leesburg that I did.
Perfect.
At the fucking...
Perfect. That exact same... Oh, yeah. Yeah, you were... Jesse was on stage. You went to an open mic. We just did an open mic. And we went to another. And fucking, he went up. And I did a set for... It was 24 Tap Room in Leesburg.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out 24 Tap Room. Great establishment. Need some different customers. Because this one bitch... and I say bitch.
I don't think they choose their clientele.
Nah, they kind of do.
It's geared towards the young millennials,
twatty millennials who can't. Jesse was up there talking about going down on it. His joke about eating pussy and going through the swamp with Dagobah.
Right.
And it's a funny bit. It's a funny bit. But she heard pussy
and got offended.
While there was people over here laughing, and then the dude, I'm not going to say his name, because I actually
came up
and he snatched the mic out of Jesse's hands.
Took it right out of my fucking hand.
And he was like, all right, we need to shut this down.
I'm like, what the fuck, man?
He's like, well, some people are uncomfortable.
One fucking person was uncomfortable. Yeah, I shut down a mic.
The exact same place, like a couple months before, I did a joke comparing Donald Trump to a Nazi. Hack bit, whatever, but I did it.
Yeah.
And it was literally comparing him to a Nazi, and afterwards this chick came to me and she was like, my best friend's uncle was in the Holocaust, so I'm offended by that.
I thought you were going to say, my best friend's uncle's a Nazi, and I'll tell you what.
You might as well have, because, like, first off, bitch, first you're piggybacking off somebody else's suffering, which is a big trend nowadays. And also, like, the joke was aiding your best friend's uncle. I was saying Nazis are bad, and all you heard was the word Nazi. That's all you heard.
The virtue signaling, dude, of people today for other groups that they're not even a fucking part of drives me insane.
Oh, absolutely. Who is it? Bill Maher. Perfect. Yeah. Fucking. Did you see what his response to all the Shane Gillis stuff?
He said,
dear white people, you cannot be more offended than those people who you are claiming are the victim.
Thank you.
Andrew Yang came out and said, defended him and said he shouldn't have been fired. That was taken out of context. You know what they did? They called him a racist.
Yeah.
The guy that wants to give
you universal basic income because of fucking automation is going to take all the jobs in 20 years. That guy's a racist. He wants to give you money just to be here.
Who's he racist against? Yeah. Is he racist against Asians? Because he's fucking Asian.
Right. You're racist, Andrew Yang, because that guy was Chinese and you're Korean. So fuck you. I don't know if that's true. I think he's Korean. But same
some
thing,
sort
like,
of cheeky.
Know, yeah. Oh, so yeah. Okay.
Fired from SNL. I never got the job.
You're never getting the job. But I think today's.
Clean it up in post.
What are the clean it up in post? Yeah.
Well, I think in today's market, it doesn't matter. You have podcasts. You have ways of getting your voice out. You can put videos on YouTube. You can do whatever you want to do. There's ways to get your voice heard that don't have anything to do with the traditional routes. It's like Joe Rogan was talking about where, like, he goes, it used to be where you would have to get on the Tonight Show or the Late Show. You know, you have to do Letterman or Johnny or whatever. Or Jay.
Yeah.
You know, just to get yourself to get to that next level. But you don't need to do that anymore. Those days are over. That shit is done.
Well, yeah, he was talking to Gerard Carmichael. Talking about Gerard Carmichael, about why do people still do late night?
Yeah.
Why do people, like... And it works for some clean comedians, but if you're just trying to, like...
Like, if you're Brian Regan, fucking have fun on late night.
Go at it.
And he's great, but he's clean. If you're Jim Gaffigan, late night's perfect
for you. But if you're trying to do other stuff, if you're like...
But Bill Burr does Conan. And I'll say that, he does Conan.
Conan also doesn't police people as well.
No, but Conan does a great job, too.
Conan looks out for comics. Conan is a comics comic. Like, he's a fucking...
Yeah, he's not a fucking asshole about it. Like,
no, he's not.
Jay was a total douchebag, I hear. Like, a lot of comics say that he was a fucking asshole.
NBC also fucking controlled all that. TBS is more lax, especially with the shit they've been putting on lately. But, like, Yeah, NBC controls a lot of that shit. Jay Leno may be very well be a dick, overall, I fucking know. But...
yeah, I mean... It's just one of those things now where it's just not as relevant as it used to be. I mean, like, you'd fucking do...
No. Now you, like you said, you got podcasts, you got online presence, Instagram,
it's like taxi Twitter. Cabs. You know what I'm saying? Like, this, who the fuck takes who a taxi fucking, anymore? Yeah. Like, those guys, if you're still driving a taxi, dude, fucking, how shitty is your life, guy? Like, you're, how are you making any money? Are you, like, fucking feeding your kids on vouchers? Like, what are you doing? Like... I owe you a bowl of soup, Timmy.
I'm gonna get it.
And next week, if I can pay for the rent I have for fucking driving this piece of shit around and people that are worse than like fucking drug dealers at fucking 2 o'clock in the morning that smells like piss and a homeless man's shit box, like, you know.
Oh my god. You just described half my childhood.
You know, like, who wants to get into that? Do you want to get into the nice, clean Uber that smells like fucking somebody's air freshener and, like, you know.
Sex has only been had in the backseat by one person, not 20.
You know, I had two people try to make out in the back of my car, and they were getting real heavy and starting to undress and stuff, and I was like, hey, stop! Neither one of you is good looking enough to keep doing this shit in my car.
Did you really?
Yes!
No, you did.
Yes! Look, what are they going to do? Are they going to report me? I'd fucking be like, all right, fine.
2 stars.
Yeah, give me 2 stars, bitch. I don't want your bodily fluids in my back seat.
Right.
I don't blame you.
I'm cleaning that shit up.
That's yours.
Yeah. Dude, some dude opened up a fucking Sprite yesterday, and it started to foam up, and I was like, hey. And he goes, yo, man, I'm sorry. I didn't know it was going to explode like that. And I'm like, that's why.
Put your mouth on it.
I was like, yeah. I was like, that just. I didn't know it was going to explode like that. Well, put your mouth on it and lock it down. Oh, and you take that shot to the mouth like a man.
Lock it down.
You take that Sprite. You take it all. Don't you spill a drop, boy.
Look me in the eye. Look me in the eye.
You got some dribble.
No, like, you
clean yourself up. Go, lick your lips. It's all citrusy, isn't it?
Taste that citrus, bitch.
Baby lime, bitch.
Smell that mist.
You know, the more and more we have these conversations, the more and more gay we sound.
Hell yeah. We've covered rape. Right. We've covered...
Well, gay people are going to listen to this podcast and be like, I don't know what they're talking about. They're gay as shit.
They are so confident. Hello? You know what, guys? Let's just turn this podcast to old-fashioned suck-off. Right. We'll get like 20 million views.
Yeah. We'll be totally different than Bert Kreischer and Tom Segura. Two bears, one otter, a big-ass cave, and a whole lot of lube. Like... Who's going home limping on the next episode? Check your gimp at the door. Shit's getting wild.
Get real, boys.
It's about to go down. Stay here, kid. You can't handle this.
What's going on in Brown Town? Population me.
Nice form, bro.
Be like, look at him arching his back like that and under such pressure and stress. Oh, you're really,
applying such pressure and stress.
You really got to admire that, Tim. Oh shit, Juan! What are you doing? What's going on, buddy?
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. You're just sitting there, buddy. Come talk to me.
I'm talking. Talking.
Come and sit down on the couch and talk with me. Sit down for a minute.
Get comfortable. Get comfortable.
Have some coffee, cake.
Oh, thanks, guys. Gee willikers. Am I gonna get molested?
Oh, a couple of nice guys.
Nice guys. I'm getting real loopy.
I really loved you in basketball.
In basketball?
You played the bass. Well, fuck it. You know what, man? I think that's gonna about wrap it up for the week, man. We're gonna be back next week. I don't know, man. Is it gonna be the Halloween episode next week, or are we gonna do the week after?
I don't know.
Well, we're gonna have the Halloween episode coming up soon. If it's not this coming week, then it'll be the week after that, closer to Halloween.
Or like some other week.
Well, that's there's only two more weeks to Halloween, guy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're gonna have it up within the next 2 weeks. It'll either be the next one or the one after that. Thank you very much. And we're gonna be missing Juan here because Juan is bidding us farewell. He's going to New York.
In New York.
And
concrete jungle where dreams are made.
He's gonna have a gay old time, you know what I mean?
He's going on an extended tour.
It's gonna be upstate New York though, so like you tell people like I'm going to New York, it's like, oh my god, finally making
the funny
move
thing you don't
to New York City. I'm like 3 hours away.
The funny thing you don't realize until you go to the upstate New York is like as you're driving through the country in New York, because all the perspectives we ever have are like New York City, where all the action happens, and the city never sleeps. You go to fucking rural New York, there's Trump signs, there's fucking...
Yeah, no, but I still live in the hood.
No, but I'm saying...
it's still the city.
What I'm just saying is, like, you think that that's exclusive to the Walmarts of the South. It is not.
No.
There are rednecks everywhere. And you know what's weird is, like, you think of that New York accent, right? You think of that, hey, what's up, how you doing? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
But, like, you go to, like, Buffalo, there's none of that. Like, nobody talks like that at all. They just talk like regular folk
that comes live close to Canada. It comes out in words like coffee.
They don't even say coffee like that.
Yeah, some of them do.
But that's because they're from the other area, though. True. People don't say it like that.
Yeah.
They say coffee. And they kind of almost sound more like Canadians, like as close as they are to the border, than they do like, you know, like Americans. Like, dude, Chicago would sound like fucking Canadian sometimes, like with that little...
They got a weird accent, Chicago does.
Come
Chicago.
On down, pack your car, have some sausages.
We're gonna go for the Bears, the Bears, and we're gonna watch them play.
You're gonna get some of that there deep dish pizza
some
there, then.
Get some of that deep dish pizza there, guys.
Try that with some sausages and a bread.
Yeah, dude,
Hold there, hey there.
Yeah, we got lots of corruption here. Oh, they do, man. And like the worst crime fucking statistics in the country. If you want to get shot, just go to Chicago, you know? Suicide by Chicago. That's going to be a new thing. You know how like some people give up, they do suicide by cop and they just run at a cop with their gun pointed? People are just going to go vacation in Chicago. They want to kill themselves. They're just going to wander into the wrong neighborhood and as they get hit, they're going to be like, "Thank you."
Oh, you want to die, motherfucker? Kind
of. Do you want to die? That's why I'm here. Yeah. Like,
I got a one-way ticket.
For real? Right. Like, you want to talk, fam? You cool?
You know?
One ticket to Pemberton.
Here's the thing, though. Like, you don't want to fly the bargain basement on your last flight, you know? Like, who wants to show up at the fucking downtown Chicago to get murdered and be like, I flew here on JetBlue or Spirit or whatever fucking else, Allegiant. You know, like, I would want to fly in first class. I would want to treat myself to all the amenities. I would have a nice meal. I don't know. I'd try to find some chick to bang or something. And by the end of it, maybe I wouldn't be depressed anymore. Or I would be worse. And then I would stumble down to Obama Street. I'm just kidding.
There's an Obama Street.
I know.
Now, isn't there?
No, there's one. Yeah. There's one in Orlando, Barack Obama Parkway.
No. And
fucking racist ass Floridians fucking put buckshot in it the first weekend.
Oh, of course they did. I'd be disappointed if they didn't, honestly. They wouldn't hold up to their reputation.
Dude,
I mean, be like, talk about it, be about it. It's all fair.
You know what does.
Dude, some people were like, fucking like, where do you live?
3817 Obama Way.
I'm sorry.
What was that?
Couldn't hear you.
But like, I'm sorry, I don't speak, you bangy. What was that? Rednecks, man. You fucking can't win with them. Dude, look, there's one thing I hate in the world most. It's white trash. How many fucking legs up do you need? You were born white in America. Okay, you still can't figure this shit out?
Win.
You know what I mean? No.
You win.
Fucking.
White American, you won. You won.
Fucking, yeah, get a job. You're like, take your finger out of your sister, get a fucking job, and let's go.
Hell, you can manage McDonald's and keep your finger in your sister if you want.
You know what I mean?
In some states. It's America.
You could literally walk down the street and nobody goes, hey, where are you going? Like, you, fuck, man. It's easy. I'm not saying that white people don't have problems.
They might ask if you still have your finger in your sister.
Yeah.
While you're doing it.
I put down a meth pipe, take your finger out of your sister, and get a fucking job, buddy.
Sir, with all due respect, this is Alabama. All right, so I'm going to keep my finger in my sister if I want.
Welcome to Alabama, where if anything happens to your baby while you're pregnant with it, we put you in jail.
Jesus.
Yeah.
But we're not getting into that. We don't got time for that.
There's no time for that. All I'm saying, look.
Nobody got time for that.
Nobody got time for that.
States that could catch fire and nobody would care. Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana.
New Jersey.
Arkansas. right into the ocean. Nobody right misses there. You. And now look at all that beachfront property in Indiana. I'm convinced that nobody lives there anymore. Like, every fucking time I talk to somebody.
Is anybody from Indiana?
Yes, that's all that they're from. I ask people in the state all the time, where are you from? Ah, I'm from Indiana. I'm like, nobody fucking lives there. Nobody. It's like they're born and like, we gotta get the fuck out of Indiana. Like, there's nothing there, dude. What, Indianapolis?
Same with Arkansas.
Yeah.
The fuck's in Arkansas?
Nothing is in Arkansas. Worst education in the country. Arkansas, by the way.
Makes sense.
Bill Clinton's state. Bill was too busy worried about putting his fucking dick and shit to fucking write bills about education. He was like,
I don't gotta read.
He's like, sir, we're gonna cut $2.8 billion from the school budget. Sounds good. Meanwhile, he's getting blown under his desk. That guy had no cares in the world. You know, they actually had a recording of him at a charity function, and it's been lost on the internet or removed, but it actually was like somebody was talking to him, and he was making a joke, and it's like, Hillary's seen more pussy than I have.
Oh, what?
Yeah. 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 Bro, I'm telling you, come on.
I'm choosing to believe that.
Look at her!
I'm choosing to believe that.
Look at her!
The pantsuits.
It's not...
He said the pantsuits.
They're not even pantsuits. They look...
Done.
They look like the type of
shit... Argument over pantsuits.
No, but they look like the type of shit that what's-her-name wore in fucking from Sister Act, Whoopi Goldberg in Star Trek. They look like those fucking Star Trek suits. They're all wide and giant. You can't really tell if there's... actually a person in there. It's like some weird blue Gumby suit and she walks out with it. Like, you can't win looking like that. Like, dude, come on. You're fired. Like, you know what I'm saying? Anyways, we're gonna wrap it up, man. We got some election shits coming up. Halloween's coming up. We're gonna be talking about movies, video games, Gears of War 5 being a huge disappointment.
What?
I
disagree.
Oh, well, then have you had wonderful times on their servers? Because I haven't.
I'm just talking about...
He plays exclusively online. He hasn't touched the campaign yet. No. I don't know why.
I just have been playing online so I can get used to the new mechanics because it plays completely different.
I'll give him a shot.
I think he likes being punished.
But
because I've seen him sitting there at that screen waiting to join a freaking lobby.
Because I love Gears of War.
Instead of counting down... it counts up.
Yeah.
And up. And up. And it just keeps on going. And it says, okay, you made it to a lobby. Okay, that lobby was just dissembled. And you're like, why?
What?
And it's counting up again. Why? And he just keeps going through. I don't know.
Shit.
Anyways. We're going to wrap it up. That was, I said it for this week. I'm Jesse Shadoos.
I'm Kamal Altash.
This is the one and only
Juan Pantaleon, and we'll see you motherfuckers next week. Peace.
Later.